Welcome to the 360 Leadership Podcast, the top-rated show for driven women in senior leadership, with new episodes released every Wednesday. I'm your host, Lucy Gernon, a multi-award-winning executive coach for women leaders and the founder of 360 Leaders Club, an exclusive high-level membership for career-driven, family-orientated women just like you. I created the 360 Leadership Podcast to share practical tips, actionable step-by-step strategies, and inspiring stories to support you to unlock the power and belief within, to accelerate your impact and potential, so you can build a life filled with success, balance, and happiness. So are you ready to achieve 360 degree success? No more excuses, no more waiting, your time is now. Hello, lovely lady, and welcome back to this week's episode of the 360 Leadership Podcast, all about conquering imposter syndrome. So I know that in the fast-paced and often demanding world of corporate leadership, there's a lot of challenges that women can face that can really erode our confidence. And in this episode, we're going to explore some real practical strategies that you can use to tap into your inner strength and resilience to empower you to really own your gifts and own your power. But before we get into that, I just want to start by saying thank you so much for listening to this show and for sharing it with your friends. I've received lots of messages recently from new listeners who are really, really enjoying the podcast because a colleague or a friend has shared it with them. So if you haven't done so already, would you mind please just recommending my show to your colleagues, because there's so much gold in these shows. We take a lot of time to make sure we're giving you practical advice that you can implement, and myself and my guests do our best to make sure that you leave feeling inspired or with some tips. So if you could help me to grow this podcast, I would be so grateful. So how can you do that? Number one, you can share it with your friends by just grabbing the link, putting it in a WhatsApp group or in your emails or whatever that might be for you. The second thing you could do is you could literally do a little LinkedIn post for me or an Instagram post, and don't forget to tag me, telling people why they should listen to this podcast. Number three, you could, if you've got an internal comms group where maybe you have a newsletter that's circulated for your female leaders or for women in your organization, why not just include a link to my show as a useful resource for them? So there's just three ways, and I would so appreciate if you could do that for me. Number one, to spread the word, and number two, because most of the top 10 podcasts are always men, and how cool would it be to see our little podcast up there at the top of the charts again, which it has been many times, but I'd love to try and drive it up there again soon. So I would be so grateful if you could do that for me. Thank you very much in advance. So on to this week's episode. Imposter syndrome. Now, imposter syndrome is a topic near and dear to my heart because obviously I specialize in working with women leaders who struggle with imposter syndrome and confidence too. But what you may not know is that I have struggled with imposter syndrome many, many times. But I didn't know that I was struggling with imposter syndrome. It's not a term I would have understood many years ago. So imposter syndrome really is a feeling that you are going to be found out, that you're not up to the task. It usually occurs when you've been promoted or you have a new challenge that's not familiar to you. And so all of a sudden you have these feelings of self-doubt, of wondering why you're in this role, if you're doing a good enough job. Can you relate? Because if you're nodding and you're like, oh my God, I've been there, or I'm there myself right now, I want you to know that that is just imposter syndrome. It's not real. So, you know, I talk a lot about mindset and how your mind literally plays tricks on you because it's trying to keep you safe. So by your mind telling you you're not, you're an imposter, you're going to be found out, you're going to stay in the background and you're not going to take as many risks. Because if you get found out, it's exposing your weaknesses, and then you feel like you're under threat, and maybe you're thinking you might lose your job, and what if this happens? What if that happens? So let's just take a breath. Firstly, you are, excuse my French, fucking amazing. And I know this because if you've got to the level of seniority you are at, you are there for a reason. You are there for a reason. And if you're in a new role and you're learning, that's okay. So in this episode, I'm going to give you a few little effective techniques to help you to boost your confidence. So we're going to be talking about reframing negative thoughts. We're going to be talking all about visualization of who you want to become, about the power of using posture and body language, mindful breathing, how to take care of yourself, and the role that that plays in conquering imposter syndrome, and so much more. So it's going to be a good episode. Get a cup of tea or sit back and relax and enjoy the show, as they would say. So let's start first of all by, let's talk about a myth I would like to bust. So there's a myth that if somebody appears confident on the outside, that they are confident on the inside. And that is simply not true. As humans, we are like chameleons. We are very good at trying to conceal our emotions. So, you know, a lot of my clients would say on the outside, it looks like everything is under control. But on the inside, there's a whole different narrative. So if you feel that way, I want you to know you are not alone. And there are things that you can do, which I'm going to share in this episode today, to support you to overcome imposter syndrome. Now, what I will say is I don't want you to just listen to this episode and go, oh my God, I know this. This is good stuff. Or I know what I should do. Can you promise me you'll take action? If you just do one thing, one little strategy that I recommend today, it could make the world of difference. And I'm here for you. I am here for you. I am going to be willing you on at every step of the way. So can you do that for me? Can you do that for yourself? Yeah? Okay. Amazing. So let's start with the first strategy, which is always the foundation of my work with anyone I do in leadership development, confidence, everything, work-life balance, the whole lot. We always start with mindset. So if you're talking negatively to yourself, you are going to believe it. Because a thought is, or a belief is just a thought that you keep on thinking. So if you keep telling yourself you're not good at your job, you're going to be found out, you don't have what it takes, why did they pick you? It must have just been luck. They couldn't find somebody else. Can you see how damaging that is for you? It's damaging for you because you're going to manifest all of the things that you don't want in the first place. So how do you think you're going to show up if you're telling yourself those things? I'm not good enough. What did they find out? Are you going to show up as confident? No. You're going to show up as a lesser version of who you really are. So my invitation for you, the first thing, is to begin to control your mind by becoming aware of those negative thoughts. So what I invite you to do is literally grab a pen and paper. You can do it now if it's safe to do so, or commit to doing it within 24 hours of listening to this episode, and write out those things that you tell yourself. So I call it rants to power statements. So your rants are your negative, automatic, negative thoughts, okay, which come up all of the time. And then your power statements are positive, optimistic words, energetically repeated, which are like your positive affirmations. So instead of having all these negative rants about what's wrong with you and what's wrong with everything, let's flip them into more power statements or affirmations that are going to empower you. So all you got to do is, and you got to do this, okay? Promise me, you got to sit down, write out a list of those negative things you tell yourself when you're feeling lacking confidence. What are the thoughts? So become really curious with yourself. Don't be judgmental and write out that list. And then what I want you to do is find counter evidence, first of all, to discount everything that you're saying. So instead of I'm not good enough, you want to start thinking about times where you were good enough. Okay, so before we get on to the power statements, it's important to discount the negative thoughts that are coming up. So what does good enough mean? If you were good enough in this role, what would that mean? So we want to avoid these vague blanket statements that we hold on to. We want to get specific on what good enough means. Now, usually when I do this with people, when I work with them, when they define good enough, they're usually already there. Are you in the role 20 years, know how to do it with your hands behind your back, your eyes closed? No, maybe not. Maybe you are. But usually if you're at that stage, you're not going to be struggling with this. So I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're either in a new role or you're at a level that you're like, holy shit, how did I get here? Am I doing a good enough job? You are. But we've got to tell your mind that you are. It's all mindset, okay? And so once you find counter evidence that those statements are not true, then I want you to craft your power statement, which are your positive affirmations. So instead of, I'm not good enough, I'm doing my best, and my best is good enough. Instead of, I'm going to be found out, I am open and honest, and I have nothing to hide. I'm embracing the learning journey. And little segue, like, life is all about learning. It's not about being perfect and getting it right. It's about being compassionate with yourself on the journey and stepping into that next version of yourself, which brings me into the second point, which is the power of visualization and acting as if. So we've done reframing your negative thoughts, and now we're talking about who you want to become. So I talk about visualization a lot because it's helped me so much to create a really successful business in a short enough space of time. I felt like a total imposter when I changed from working in STEM to all of a sudden in the professional coaching and training space. Totally different industry, totally different skill set. I felt like a complete imposter. I was on my own. I wasn't working for a company. I was trying to figure things out, investing in coaches to help me along the way, comparing myself to those coaches who were way ahead of me, thinking I'm never going to get there. Like, how am I ever going to win awards and, you know, have big clients in big corporations? How am I ever even going to get clients? I don't know what I'm talking about. But deep down, I knew I did. I knew I could figure it out, and I knew I would do my absolute best because that's just how I roll. I don't do things by halves. If someone's investing to work with me, I take the privilege very seriously. I see it as an honor. And what I've learned is that when you channel your energy into who you're serving, so for me, it would be my 360 Leaders Club members, my corporate clients, my one-to-one private clients. When I think more about, okay, how can I serve them better? Well, then that makes the imposter syndrome dwindle away. But before you even get to that, you've got to imagine yourself how you want to become, who you want to become. So literally, I wanted you to do this right now, if it's safe to do so, okay? Allow yourself to daydream. Come out of your head and just allow yourself to daydream. Do you remember when you were young and you'd be just daydreaming about the future? That's what I invite you to do right now, if it's safe to do so. And I want you just to imagine yourself as your next best level self. What does she look like? How do you want to be carrying yourself? What do you want people to be saying about you? And what would be different for you if you did that? Because when you make a conscious decision to step into your next level self, who is not an imposter, who is confident, who is figuring it out, and who is trying to have some fun along the way, who's not taking it too seriously, who's not seeing failure as a reflection on her, wow, let me tell you, things are going to change fast. And I am living proof of that. Since I had to work on my mindset, I should have brought my diary with me. I have my diary where I'm writing when I started my business 3 years ago, literally saying, no one's going to hire me. I don't know what I'm talking about. I feel so bad. I feel like such an imposter. All of these things. But I used to journal, and at the end of all of those rants, I would turn it into power statements and go, I'll figure it out. And all of those things I shared with you. So there's people right now, and not just me, I've worked with so many women who have done this, okay? So many women who have done this. So the first one, like I said, to recap, is to reframe your negative thoughts. The second one is to visualize yourself as your next level self, and start acting as if you were already in that feeling, and then you will end up moving into it. And then a little confidence tip that will really help you in the moment is what I call the powerhouse pose. So there's lots of data and studies out there that shows we think that our brains control our body, but actually it's a two-way street. So it's all about you controlling your body and getting that into a strong, resourceful, powerful state. So all you need to do is stand up straight, hands on your hips, boobs out like a powerhouse. I don't mean boobs, I mean chest, you know, stand tall, shoulders back, and just allow yourself to breathe. And I would recommend you do this in the mirror, and you're looking at yourself and you are repeating those power statements. I am enough. I am doing my best. I am learning and loving it. I learn fast from my mistakes. I am a powerhouse. I deserve this role. And the amazing thing that happens is, the more you do this, the more you repeat those statements, and the more you change your physiology, you've got to change your state, your life is going to change. So if there was one thing out of this whole episode that you could take away today, I would invite you to try the powerhouse pose with those power statements and repeat it every single day until you believe it. So there's just three strategies. There's tons more things that I do when I work with my clients. I'm just thinking of one of my amazing clients. I can't say her name. I'm going to call her C. And she had serious case of imposter syndrome. And when we started working together, I could see I had a talented, gifted lady in front of me who couldn't see what others see. And by doing some of the strategies I share today, as well as lots of other stuff around her assertiveness, her personal brand, communication, gaining control of her work-life balance, you know, taking care of herself, learning how to manage conflict, how to deliver and receive feedback, all the things that I would have taught her. Like, she's been promoted. She's had sold out industry events. She has got off cycle pay adjustments. But the most important thing is she believes in herself. Because I know that when you believe in yourself, my lovely listener, anything is possible. Okay? Anything is possible. So if you enjoyed this episode, there's a couple of other episodes that might be supportive for you. Episode number 67 is the number one thing you must know when it comes to confidence. Definitely check that thing out, because I don't think it's going to be what you think. And episode number 96, which is what to do if you lack confidence as a senior leader. I think both of those will be really, really supportive for you. Now, if you're ready to take the next step and you've been listening to me for a while and you've been considering investing in yourself, please reach out to me. You can just DM me the word confidence and we can have a chat and explore your options for working with me. Okay, there's a couple of different options that you have. But above all, my gorgeous girl, please don't wait. Life is too short. If you've been trying to figure things out alone for so long and things are not improving, I promise you, when you come into my world, your life is going to change. You literally just head over to my LinkedIn, look at my recommendations, go to my website, check out my testimonials. That's what I would do before I hired somebody, and make sure I'm the right one for you. And if you feel that I am, please reach out, because I just want you to have an amazing career. I want you to progress. I really, really want you to progress with confidence, to get the recognition you deserve, to have that work-life balance, because that's what I'm all about. So if that sounds like something you want, DM me the word confidence on Instagram or LinkedIn, or literally you can go onto my website and just click contact Lucy, submit a little form about what you're looking for, and we can take it from there. Okay? So that's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you found it valuable, please share with a friend. And again, if you want some more, head over to episode 96 and number 67 right now and continue your confidence journey. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now.